For a long moment, we simply stayed like that as I recovered from my orgasm. Then I backed out of the doorway and into her room again, pulling my pants up as I went. Without thinking, Carol dropped to all fours and crawled in after me. As soon as she was inside, I closed the door behind her. Carol came to a stop and simply waited. My semen was still all over her face and glasses. A drop of it fell to the floor from the end of her chin, followed slowly by another. But she did nothing, only waited. I told her to stand up and close her eyes, and finished adjusting my pants while she did so. Then, standing behind her, I placed my hands lightly on her shoulders, turned her around, and guided her steps until she was standing directly in front of her full-length mirror. I stood behind her and told her to open her eyes. Her reaction surprised me. For a moment, she simply stared at her reflection, the white drops of semen in her disordered hair, the blobs of it on her glasses, and the glistening trails running down her face, now gathering at the point of her chin and dripping onto her chest and the bow at her neck. Her nakedness and the panties bunched around her thighs. Then suddenly she began to breathe very quickly, almost hyperventilating, and cried, "Oh!" in a loud whisper as the top half of her body jerked forward and down so that she had to rest her hands on her thighs as she went into orgasm. It seemed to go on for a long time. She stayed hunched over, mouth open, whispering, "Oh! Oh! Oh!" over and over, as if to herself, as if in pain. And even when she appeared to be done, she remained in that position, as if it were the only way she could remain standing. I waited until she seemed to have recovered her breath, then said, "Stand up and put your hands behind your head," deliberately not calling her Miss Santiago. Slowly, she complied. I looked over her shoulder and met her gaze in the mirror. I held it for several seconds. Her right eye was barely visible behind the spatter of semen on her glasses, but the left lens was still clear. Then I spoke. "All right, Carol, here's what I want you to do. After I leave and you finish cleaning yourself up, I want you to clean off your glasses." I reached around her and removed them, examined them, and continued. "Except for this part right here." I held them in front of her face and indicated a tiny trickle that had dribbled down inside her glasses at the very right edge of the lens. "Do you see it?" She looked at the spot I had indicated, then back up at me, and nodded, her face blank. I went on. "You're going to leave that there and let it dry." I gently replaced the glasses on her nose and concluded, "And every time you put on your glasses, you're going to see it and remember how it got there and how you look right now." I leaned forward and spoke into her ear, "With my cum all over your face. Is that understood?" I leaned back and waited. She took a sudden sobbing breath and nodded again, her eyes staring at me. I wasn't done. "From now on, you're going to carry your glasses with you wherever you go. You will put them on whenever I tell you to, and then you will do whatever else I tell you to do. Have you got that?" Her head barely moved this time, but she nodded. "Say it." She swallowed convulsively, licked her lips, taking more of my semen into her mouth, swallowed again, then said, her lips quivering, I'll always bring my glasses with me. I'll put them on whenever you tell me, and I'll do whatever else you tell me. Oh, God." She began to shiver. I reached over and snagged another tissue and handed it to her, saying, "Wipe off your mouth." She did so. "Turn around." She turned and faced me. "Kiss me goodnight and say, thank you." She carefully leaned forward and kissed me on the mouth, then leaned back, met my gaze as best she could, and whispered, "Thank you, Jonathan." I smiled at her and said, "You're welcome. Good night." Then I left.